10 beliefs that happy lovers have in common. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. Wherever you're at, here or around the world, we are delighted to have you listening to this podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zenk, and I am delighted to be bringing you this important podcast. You know, we are fortunate that we have listeners and clients in India, in Europe, in Australia, in many of the states in the United States, in Canada. We are delighted to be working with people all over the world. And that's what we do. And people come to us because we bring miracles into their life. We use the law of attraction, the ancient teachings of the law of attraction, of Hermes Trismegistus, and the ancient teachers in Egypt, the Kabbalah, Christian mysticism. We combine it all with neuro-linguistic programming, my background in marketing and business, because we work with a lot of business clients, and hypnosis, positive thinking. We combine all these tools together to attract and manifest miracles. Oftentimes, something that seemed impossible can happen in 2 weeks or less. It's absolutely crazy how the law of attraction works. Once you have clarity and you put out a clear signal to the universe and there's no counter intentions, man, you better hold on, put on your seatbelt, brace yourself, because all kinds of good things are coming into your life. You can have everything you want. There are no limits. There are no boundaries. Now we're going to talk about beliefs today, and these are beliefs that couples who love each other, who have a positive, uplifting, high vibrational relationship. And that's the key, is that you not only send out a vibration to the universe and what you attract as an individual, but as a couple, you send out a vibration to the universe. And that in turn, likes attract likes. That in turn attracts what you attract as a couple. So, you'll see that from time to time, that two people are doing okay. They're getting by. They're doing good in life, but they get together and man, it's just like craziness, because all of a sudden they are attracting all kinds of good things into their life. And that's because their vibration as a couple is operating at a high level. Now, if you recently have gone through a divorce or are going through a divorce or have lost your boyfriend or lost your girlfriend, you might want to adopt these beliefs right now as a way of getting your own personal vibration up there so that you can start attracting that person or someone better back into your life. You don't need to be alone. You don't need to be without love. You can have the love you want and crave. You can have the relationship that you hunger for. You can have that and much more. But here are some beliefs that I believe if you will adopt for yourself and as a couple, you will maximize your vibration and attract even more love, more passion, and all kinds of other good things into your life. So the first one is communication. Couples that have a mutual belief that communication is essential talk about little things that bother them. They don't nag, but they bring it up in a constructive way. And if you can get into a positive mindset of communicating. I mean, what good does it do you to be in a relationship and not communicating about the things that are not making you happy? Or even worse, not communicating about the things that are making you incredibly happy. I mean, you need to be telling your mate all the time, wow, when you do that, that makes me happy. That makes me excited. That makes me feel good. And vice versa. It's communication. And I don't believe in holding anything back, because when you're communicating, you're operating at a very high vibration, as long as it's not criticizing. There's a difference between communicating how you feel, what you'd like to see, where you would like to see the relationship go, the kind of improvements you could make in your home, your life, your business, your sex life, whatever. That's all good. It doesn't have to be done with criticism. It can be done with honesty. Couples that both agree that this communication is essential just have much happier relationships. The second belief that I think is absolutely critical for you to adopt is this one. Couples that believe that constant improvement in themselves, in their relationship, in their home, in their work life, in every area of their life. You should constantly be working to improve yourself and to take yourself to the next level. When you are constantly working to look better, to feel better, to be healthier, to be stronger, you're taking the whole relationship up a notch. And when your mate is doing the same thing, then you're both moving in the same direction. You know, some couples, they feel threatened. You know, they feel threatened by that. But that's really a positive energy thing. Constant improvement on yourself, on your relationship, on your home, and on the other areas of your life. Parenting, if you're a parent, that kind of thing. Don't settle for, well, we got married, now that's just the way it is. That's just the beginning. You should, if you've been married 20 years, you've been married either 1 year, 20 times, or you've been married 20 years. What is it? Most people have been married 1 year, 20 times. In other words, the habits, behaviors, and all that kind of stuff that they established in their first or second year of marriage, they've carried it out every year thereafter. I'm telling you, every year thereafter needs to be a whole new year, needs to be a whole new level of improvement. Well, the third one is understanding that arguments happen, that disagreements happen. It's part of life. Any two people, doesn't make any difference who they are, going to have a disagreement from time to time. The question is, are you communicating? That was point number one, remember? Are you communicating, and are you arguing in a way that accomplishes something fairly rather than just, you know, tears at the other person? There's nothing to be gained by tearing your mate down. I mean, I don't know what you gain by that. The higher your mate is in your life, in your relationship and everything else, the better it helps your marriage or your relationship. So arguments happen. Let them happen. Let them get over with and move on, okay? Don't live in that past argument. I mean, that's like the worst. I mean, everybody will tell you that. That's like the worst thing you can do is bring up an argument from 5 years ago. Let it go, okay? Stuff happens like that. The next belief that happy, ecstatic, loving couples have is honesty. People, when they're really in love with each other, look into each other's eyes and they want to have this clarity. They want to have this honesty. They want to have this openness. You know, they don't want to be looking at a liar, and you don't want to be feeling like you're holding something back or like you're lying or like you're not telling the total truth. But once there's this total honesty, then everything is in position to constantly improve. You see? So you've got to have honesty. And kind of, I guess honesty goes hand in hand with communication. I'm going to share some more with you, some really important ones. But first, we have to pause for this. Be sure and listen.
It's a fact. Most people want more money. It's also a fact a handful of people make lots of money, while most people work all their lives and make very little money. Are you tired of trying to stretch your paycheck? Are you fed up being broke? Would you like a new home, luxury vacation, and a new car? Are you ready for a life filled with money and prosperity? All the latest evidence on wealth building points to one major difference between the wealthy and the poor. Beliefs. Miracle mentors and alchemy life coaches Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a life-changing program called Money Like Magic. This easy-to-use program quickly helps you attract more money and build wealth by transforming your beliefs both consciously and subconsciously. Are you ready for wealth? Get Money Like Magic at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.
Well, welcome back. And I hope you understand that passionate, loving couples really want to be best friends. These are the people that are, you know, doing dinner together, they're cooking together, they're washing the car together, they're doing things together. They like each other's company. They can't imagine wanting to do a lot of things with other people when they can share that time and energy with their mate. They're just good friends. I mean, they really have, and they're not, we're not talking about the friend zone, okay? We're not talking about their only friends. But they're just good friends. They're on the same wavelength. They want to make each other happy. They care about each other. You know, you will do things for a friend that you won't do for a lover. You will accept things from a friend that you won't accept from a lover. But when your best friend is also your lover and you have that kind of rapport and relationship, wow, you are unstoppable. You are unstoppable. I oftentimes think of Jerry and Esther Hicks, and of course Jerry's now passed away, but bringing forth a lot of this new information on the law of attraction and traveling the world and writing books together and teaching together and communicating. And you could just feel, if you've ever been to an Abraham Hicks seminar, if you've ever listened to them on their audio programs, they have this really strong mutual friendship, admiration for each other. And that's wonderful. That's what successful relationships have. The next is you got to have fun together. You got to do some stuff that's fun. And it's okay to take time off from raising the kids or from work or from your career just to have fun with your partner. Successful couples believe in having fun, and they understand that having fun together, it raises their vibration and it helps them get back into work mode and be even more focused and stronger. So they enjoy having fun. Fun is a good thing, okay? A lot of fun. Well, the next one is sex, you know. And we were talking about the friend zone. We don't want the friend zone. We want to be best friends. But we also want to be in the sex zone. And that means, you know, finding that rhythm of how much sex each person needs, what turns them on, what makes them happy, and looking to go in that direction with it. and then exploring new ideas, new things, you know, making sex something exciting, planning out sex nights. That's, you know, happy couples do that. They'll say, okay, Saturday night is kind of, you know, we're turning off the phone, we're lighting all the candles, we're going to have a special dinner, and then we are just going to make love all night long, or we're going to play with each other, or something like that. We're just going to have a lot of fun having sex, and maybe we're going to dip strawberries in chocolate or whatever. You know, you can plan it. You can make it special, almost like going to a special play or something, you know? And couples that are happy tend to do that kind of thing more often. The next one is absolutely critical. It's loyalty in front of others. Couples that have long-term relationships are loyal to each other in front of other people. Now, privately, they might be critical. They might say, you know, you were wrong about that, but I stood up for you. They never sit there quiet and say, I'm neutral. You can't be neutral. You've picked a side. You're already on a team. You know, you're on the green team or the blue team or whatever. You know, that's your team. And so when your wife or your husband says something in public that you don't agree with, and then all of a sudden the spotlight turns to you, well, do you agree with that? You kind of have to go along with it, because it's important to show that sense of ultimate unity. Got to be unity. No unity, nothing happens. It's not real. So unity is important, and that comes from loyalty. Now, again, in private, you may say, hey, don't ever put me in that position again. Or, I don't want to be asked that kind of question again, or can we avoid that topic again? Something like that. The next one I think that's important is sharing money values. And couples that have high vibrational relationships share similar values. Some people don't have a lot of interest in money. Other people have a lot of interest in money. You know, it's nice when your mate is on the same wavelength and you share the same interests in money. And the last one, but I think really kind of sums up all the others, is respecting each other. A high level of respect. That this is another spiritual being who is here on this planet at this time, as a very, very, all of us, no matter how long you live, we have very short lifespans, and just wants to enjoy life, feel pleasure, and be happy. And to not respect that person as a human being, first off, and then secondly, as somebody that you have dedicated your life to, or somebody that you've committed to, is an absolute tragedy. It is low vibrational. It will affect not only your marriage, it can affect other parts of your life. I'm absolutely certain of that. So, listen to me. If you want to have an incredible relationship, an unstoppable relationship, if you're separated right now, think about these values that we've talked about, these 10 values. Go back and listen to the podcast again and say, which one of those 10, or how many of those 10, have I been ignoring? What if I readopted those 10 and made them my own and built some affirmations and behaviors so that those kind of values became my values? You know what would happen? You would start vibrating differently, and the person that you love would feel it no matter where they're at, because we are all connected. One thing I want to say to you, in a relationship, people are connected. And it doesn't make any difference how far apart you are. There is an intimate connection of energy. And any change on one end of the spider web brings about change on the other end. So if you change truly, internally, for real, you will begin to notice change in your mate. And if you're apart, you'll start coming back together. Because if you were passionate and loving toward each other at one time, you can be again. And if you are not apart, but you have a marriage, it will start vibrating higher. And you'll be happier for it. I promise you. Hey, we're out of time. Wow, time slips by real fast. Visit us on the web at Law of Attraction Solutions. Look us up on the web. And hey, we're here for you. Pay it forward. Do something good for somebody today. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.